are into the month of November. November the 2nd, the year 2020. From the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to the webcast. Well, going with the flow of things, huh? Voting day tomorrow. Everybody has these decisions to make. We have to see how our nation is going to wrestle through this. You can look at the polls and see who's ahead and who's behind. But the real issue is how are all of us faring during this these moments of anxiety for our country. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for spending a little time with me. I'm glad that you can do that. I'd like to spend a little time with you, talking with you about how to go with the flow. Do you go with the flow against your spirit, against your mind, against your heart? No. There are yet many millions of good American citizens who are going with the flow in their homes and not going crazy. I have to say that I spoke with my sister in Chicago today. She's doing fine. My brother here in Los Angeles, he's still faring well under all of the pressure that many of us seem to be experiencing during these difficult times. Now I'm going to continue to try to go forward and getting this thing complete here. What you do is you stay with who you are, who your thesis says that you are. My sister was telling me that people are becoming more and more uneasy there in Chicago where she is. It's kind of dangerous to be out. She was out. She had to take the bus to go to the market to get food to eat. And that all of these situations changes, and that she has to be very careful that she doesn't find herself in a place that is uncomfortable for her. So how do we do that? We have to make sure we as senior citizens have all of our I's dotted and T's crossed before we leave the house. Is it safe when you get back to the house to come back into the house? Do you have enough food to carry you through? Everybody's talking about stocking up food because they don't know what's going to happen in the country after the elections take place. Will there be riotous conditions? Will persons like me who stays in the larger metropolitan cities, will it be safe? Will I be able to survive? I guess that's a question for the statisticians to keep, and we don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this, that I have always trusted in God, and I always will, and I'm going to have to go with the flow in that. I was thinking the other day that I don't read my Bible as much as I used to when I was active as a pastor, and I know that I don't read it. It isn't because I don't want to read it. It's because I know what's in it. But what I do realize a lot of times, and I'm sorry for the interference that you hear. There must be something happening to my sound system here. But, you know, there's a scripture. I think it's in the book of Psalms. And it says, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. And there was a brother that asked me to participate in a men's meeting. And what he was saying is that he was telling the men to repent. Well, I have something for you here. Let's look at this because I know what repent means. Repent means, as I was taught in the evangelical church, that if you're facing and looking in one direction, when a person truly repents, he makes a 140-degree angle switch and switches his whole demeanor, absolutely everything about him, and he is facing in another direction that is totally opposite of where he should go. Now, I want to raise a couple of possibilities and suggestions to you. And as I raise these possibilities and these suggestions to you, I would ask you, do they seem at all to be a reasonable proposition for you? Would it be reasonable for you to have your life accountable in the life of another person's hands? In other words, let me share with you what I mean by that. When you meet around religious people, they always, it reminds me of cultic movies that you see. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us what you thought last night, what your dreams are about. Because if you tell us that, then God is using us to correct you and will tell you if you need to repent. That's how come I don't attend meetings like that, because it amazes me how men and women so freely give up their rights as human beings to believe in somebody else's dreamscape. I should not be doing anything that I would be ashamed. Listening to this, I should not be doing anything as a true child of God that I would be ashamed to tell God about in person at any time. Now, you think that through. There's not anything that I should ever be ashamed that I cannot go to God personally, immediately, and directly about. You see, that's how I go with the flow. I know that I know me, I love me, I care for me. I have to care for me. Someone asked me the other day, they said, have you been, and it was a family member. They said, Dad, my daughter, have you been calling the doctor and going to the doctor? No, I haven't. And she said, why not? And I said, because I'm caring for myself. You see, when you care for yourself, you know yourself. You know what makes you feel good. And my doctor, talking about the doctor, right? Flu shots, pneumonia shots, all these shots, and they can't even control coronavirus. My sister was telling me over the phone that that our family, I need to drink water. I don't know why I sat here in front of this mic and don't have any fresh water in front of me. But she says that our grandfather used to tell us that there's something about our immune system that it has a special property in it that we don't get colds and flu like some people do with weaker immune systems. And my sister was saying there's a possibility that the reason that none of us have come down with the contravirus yet is because this immune system that is passed on in our family bloodline is passed on down to generations. And it could be because certain people are getting this and dying of it, and their immune systems are obviously different. And I was speaking with my sister, and she was telling me what she eats. I was telling her what I eat, and she said, very similar. I mean, myself and my son, she said, we don't put that in us. And I have a temporary guest here, and he makes his food. He eats that beef and pork and stuff like that, and I don't do that. I just told him, no, what I eat is food that you would buy in a health store, okay? And when I get hungry, I nibble on healthy food like that in order to keep my weight down, not only to keep my weight down, but my blood pressure at an active part where, because I'm 76, I'm looking out for myself. I exercise. I went walking with Hardcore today, and we had a nice little walk. I'm hoping that this is what my, let's see. Somebody just asked me about voting or something. See, I don't like that when I get these calls on my phone and they're telling me who to vote for. What do I look like, an idiot? I cast my ballot weeks ago. I sure did. Now, where did I cast it at? I put it where it belonged. And I'm sure that it will be read. It's read by God. I didn't sin against God. I don't tell people who I voted for and why I voted for them. Why? Because it's none of their business. I'm traveling in my own lane. What's that I hear? Don't I care about the social justice and injustices that is happening in the world that I live in? Well, of course I do. And I deal with that how God has me deal with that. I ignore the things that I can change, that I don't have any power or authority to bring about that change. And I live my life in such a way that I don't live closely aligned to stuff that gets in my mind. I go with the flow of my own flow. And when I go with my own flow, a young man needed to go to a court appearance in San Bernardino. And I told him, I said, well, whatever you've brought on your life, you brought that on your life, so it's up to you to get there. Well, I was wondering if you can take, oh, no, I didn't do anything to have to drive my car all the way to another county to take care of some stuff that you messed up. And even if wherever you got to go, I didn't do that. You know what? Listen, that would be like, oh, my God. No wonder people have so much frustration in their life. You're going around trying to bail out these people that are just screw-ups. You need to let the screw-ups deal with their own screw-ups. And if it takes going to jail, let them go to jail. Because I be telling people, don't do things that's going to get your behind thrown in jail. Only do those things that's going to keep you safe. Oh, I remember before Morial left and went across the waters, I said, now know this. If you mess with some people over there, they live by different rules and instructions over there. And it is quite different from living under the rules and instructions here in America. And America's going through some twists. Let's talk about the voting thing here. Biden, I don't know. Man, look here. I saw today that he's still trying to capture the male black vote. If a black man votes for Biden, it's because his wife probably convinced him to do so, because she's going to listen to the black popular women that's going to lead her around by the nose and let her know who she should vote for. Ah, listen, go with the flow if that's what you do, if you're going with the flow. And, you know, you see, they show you all the time these police killings, or the police still killing. Well, some of these black men, if they're not going to obey the law, bring death upon themselves. Listen to authority when they talk to you and tell you to stop moving, drop the knife, lie down, put your hands behind your back. That's law, and that law will be enforced by the people in blue. I don't believe in cutting police funds, no. I believe in putting more police funds out there, because if you cut the police funds, when the riotous acts and behavior come, there won't be enough justice to keep me safe in the world that I live in. Now, somebody would listen to that, and they'd be on the left, and they'd say, well, you'd be one of the first ones I'd take out, PJ, because you don't agree with me. That's why we need more police and more police funding, because do you think I'm a complete fool? No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, when I voted, where I cast my ballot, or nothing. It's none of your business, and what you do is none of mine. Now, who you think going to win this election? And what do you plan to do in light and in spite of who wins the election? In other words, I'm asking you, how are you going to behave if your candidate doesn't win? Are you going to behave yourself? Or are you going to go with the flow of things and do what the maddening crowd tells you to do? Are you going to have attitudes and dispositions against black people if Biden wins, and vice versa if Trump wins? Are you going to let your hatred for white people go into a deeper mode than you find your ass in now. I'm just keeping it real. Keeping it real because I know the way it is. If you don't get your way, you're going to have a temper tantrum, right? And then you may even threaten me to tear up things in my world. There goes my neighbor John. He had a heart attack like me. And every day he walks around the block. And I see him. He looks back at my patio back there. Guess he's trying to get a glimpse of me. I saw him as he passed by me through the studio window here. I hope you get a chance to listen to my websites. He's a senior citizen and he walks. And that's the best thing for you. Walk in this sunlight. I'd walk, but my dog, oh my goodness. My dog, he's laying here on the floor in the Lucy Coleman studio right now. It's a hardwood floor. I just gave him some treats so he's asleep. And he likes listening to the sound of my voice. But what are you going to do? How are you going to react? Did you go out and stock up a bunch of food because your city may be ripped, torn with riotous behavior? Can you just do the numbers, do the count? If you vote on racial lines, Trump is in for another couple of years. He's in for another 4 years. Another 4 years of Donald Trump. And then he can't be in no more. And then who do you think the Republicans are going to put up? Mitch O'Connell? They're going to put up Mad Mitch? No, Mitch is a staunch Republican. Just the way that the Democrats are staunch leftists are Democrats. I know what I'm dealing with. Well, Pastor John, you know it's your constitutional right. No, it's not. I can vote if I want to. I don't have to listen to you. And whom I vote for is none of your business. I was talking with my sister, and I asked her a question over the phone. She gave me the answer. I'm going to tell you, I was really surprised at what she said because she spent many a day having conversations with my wife of 35 years. And I asked her, I said, what did Lucy think of me? And she told me something today that I never knew concerning my wife. She said, Junie, that's my nickname. She said, Lucy loved you, but she was not ever in love with you. And she told me why. And she said, because you were never in love with her. And she's correct. I loved her, but I was not in love with her. Now, do you know what I mean by that? You are only in love with a soulmate that is traveling exactly on the same level ground that you are traveling on. That's why a lot of people marry these people and the marriages end up because they thought that they were in love with them. No, you weren't in love with that person. You love them. I love my wife because she had my children. I love my children because they obeyed me, lived with Lucy and I, and were good girls, relatively. Boy, my sister was telling me about some things that she and my brother Ross would do, and I didn't know about it. You know what Donna told me? She said, Junie, stop it. You are a good boy. You've always been a good boy. You never, whenever mommy and daddy told you to do something right, you did it right. She even told me that she and my brother Ross would ditch school. That means wouldn't go to school and would come back home because daddy would be working. And of course, our mother died when I was 12. And she said, and so I said, where was I? She said, you were in school like you were supposed to be. And she said, we were home drinking up all the milk in the house and making cookies and ditching school. We didn't go to school. And I said, what? And she said, Junie, you are always the good boy. See, I think that's what made me prime candidate for God to choose me as a pastor. I've always been a good kid. I never went around stealing stuff, stealing things from people. Money could be laid out on the table. It would still be there when the person got back. I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't mess with what was not mine. I was a good boy. See, and I went with that flow and all of my life. Now, you have to figure out who and what you are and how you are, and you've got to go with that flow or you're going to be miserable. Because you see, my brother, my sister, I know how to act if Trump is elected. Do you? Do you know how to act if Biden is elected? Do you know how to act if you have black representatives or white representatives? I know how to act with whomever is in office. Because as I have said for decades, the president that I honor is always in office. He never has to be voted in. He can't be voted out. He is in charge of absolutely every event that takes place in the weather on this ball. Whenever there's an earthquake, whenever there's a tsunami, whenever a volcano goes off, whenever myriads of people dies, my president knows about it and allows that and beckons us to sing, "A mighty fortress is our God. He is our bulwark in the time of need and trouble." So I don't worry about who's going to be in the White House or the dog house. What we do is we put too much of our, where's my water, reaction or how we're to respond on who's going to be in that position. Oh, let me lean over here. And we care too much. You know, when the Bible says, cast all your cares on God because God cares for you. That is not a cop out. That is a cop in. Cast all of your cares on God. Because God cares for you. Now, if you're doing something that's wrong, bodaciously wrong, what are you going to God for? Because God, and see, God wants you to be a good child. It's how my sister defined me as I was growing up. See, she says, Junie boy, you were a good boy. And I said, and you and my other sibling were, she said, we ditched school so many days. And she says, I can't drink milk until this day because of all the milk. That's why whenever I got home from school, the milk was always gone. And that's what they did. And other things that we spoke about. But when she was telling me about how, you know, she was having the conversations with my dear departed wife and how unhappy Lucy was. I thought that I was the only unhappy one in that. See, I wasn't in love with her. A lot of men are in love with their wives. No, I love my wife. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives. Now, being in love with them is a terrible thing. You love them because when you love them, you're going to treat them right. You're going to make sure they got food, clothing, everything that they need to survive, that the children need to survive. You love them enough to care for them like that. But when you're in love with them, you will do absolutely everything you can to keep them happy. I didn't do that. I did everything I could to keep her content, satisfied. And she even told my sister, she said, John had me join that church and all my fun ceased. I wish I had known that. I really wish she had told me that, because I would have told her, you know what, baby, you don't have to come to church with me. I'm coming to church because these things keep me. Now, when I look at me, and I mean look at me now, and then I compare myself to other people my age, I'm still here and relatively well. That's why when my family asked me, do you go to the doctor? I said, for what? I go with the flow in my own life. I don't go with the flow in somebody else's. I'm not going to eat what somebody else is eating. I'm going to exercise at my pace, do what I can do to keep myself healthily connected to the world that I live in. I'm going to do that if Trump is elected for another 4 years. I'm going to do it if Biden is. It matters not who's running for the local offices, for the county supervisor's job and all that kind of stuff. Man, you know what? Mark Ridley Thomas was a county supervisor for one of the districts. Said, man, did you know that that's one of the highest paid civil service jobs? He got his son running for city councilman and everything to keep that money in the family. To keep that money. And you know why black people is going to vote for those people? Because, man, keep them in there. That's what they do. And I'm going to tell you, all of them would do the same thing when they got in there. Make that money, live a progressive lifestyle. I'm living it. I'm living off of the goodness that I lived all the years of my life. Trump can't change that. Biden can't change that. You know what I was looking at? I went on the job thing. I got three more minutes. This will only be a 30-minute cast. I went looking for what jobs are open. And when all those jobs popped up, they got so many jobs, people, you can get a job at the drop of a hat now. Don't listen to a young man that tell you that he can't get a job. Yes, he can. There's hundreds and hundreds of jobs out there. If people are not working in the black community, it's because they are lazy and they don't want to work. Trump has been creating jobs for folk ever since he's been in office. This is something that he's far outdone, more than Obama has ever done. Trump just furloughed a guy that was in prison for life, got out after 18 years. He'd never seen his son. And God bless his 18-year-old boy, looks just like his daddy. Just like his daddy. And his daddy said, I thank God and I thank President Trump. Because he didn't have to do it. No, he didn't have to do it. If Trump hated black people the way some of these clowns got you thinking, do you think he would furlough that black guy? You see, y'all need to get your head screwed on right. But that's all right. No, I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, because when your head ain't screwed on right, you can't think for yourself. Think for yourself. Why? Well, because that is the name of this webcast. All right? Can you do that? Listen at Terrence came to visit me and just laughing, talking with his friends on the phone. Because whenever somebody comes to visit the old man, it's always a happy time. Listen, thank you so much for coming to my website, for being some faithful friends that still believe in the old man. I'm glad you came by, and I hope God bless you, and you stay safe during these turbulent times.